Hello, this is Matthew Thomas with the Neuron Report.
And here he is, from straight out of a coma, to the airwaves here on Poor Man's Morning Rush, Matthew Thomas. Matt, good morning, and time for the Neuron.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Poor Man, for having this show and the Neuron Report. But thank you and everyone for listening up. But here we go. I'm going to introduce my friend Ed. Nice guy, Eddie. Woo-hoo! From back in the DAY. He was one of the first people I met down here in 92 or 93. And he's seen a lot of my accomplishments. I wasn't, you know, he's just been on the outside looking in. So it's cool. It's good to have him on the show.
Good morning, Ed.
Hey, poor man. How are you?
Doing well. So you and Matt go way back. Tell everybody about what has been going on with Matt and what impresses you so much.
Well, when I met Matt back, it was, I think, 93, it was in Balboa, and that was pretty, it was shortly after his accident. I'm not sure how long after his accident, but he was still in the cane. His limp was very pronounced. He couldn't use his hand much, his left hand. But we became good friends, and we've stayed really good friends ever since. Just over time, you know, he's always impressed me. The biggest thing that impressed me is his positive attitude. I mean, the guy is never in a bad mood. I've never seen Matt in a bad mood ever once, ever. And that's just, you know, that's unbelievable. He's taken me, he's always volunteered at some of these hospitals. He's taken me to some of these hospitals and showed me, you know, some of the folks he's trying to help out that are, you know, in a coma, in a real bad position. And,
You were able to walk into the hospital with Matt and actually go into the hospital bedrooms with people in comas?
Yeah, these are like long-term facilities. So, yeah.
And what does Matt do with the people that are in comas?
He'll talk to them. He'll talk to them because, from what I understand, you know, he's been in that position. They can still hear you. You know, they can still comprehend what you're saying. But he'll play music for them. He'll move their arms a little bit so they don't become too atrophied, or their legs, and he'll just engage, you know, what a lot of people fail to do once they, you know, somebody ends up in a position like that. I feel like a lot of times they may be forgotten after a while, right? So if somebody like Matt comes along, it's just amazing that someone will do that. They'll spend their time doing that. So, you know, that was really great to see that.
Matt, when you do that, do you see differences in the patients that have been in coma sometimes for years?
Yes. Especially, it's just because they all want attention, like you, me, or Ed, or all your listeners, but they don't get it. They don't have, I mean, they get their love, their family's there, but they're not loud, they're not happy. I mean, they are happy because they're still alive, but they're not boisterous, they're not loud, because everyone's telling me to shut up. And they tell me to be quiet, man. They're sleeping. I'm like, oh, they do it all day. Come on. You know, they gotta have this and that. And I see, because they do different sorts. They blink their eyes. They lift their arms. They move their leg. They do all these different things.
Are they aware?
Yeah, well, they are aware, but they're not aware to, you know, when you walk in, they don't say, oh, hey, what's going on, brother? How are you going to play some Zeppelin? Are you going to play some Rush today? You know, or Bob Marley.
But I mean, do you think that given time, if you were able to go in there, because
yes.
Are you as loud as you normally are when you go into the hospital room?
Yes. Yeah, people freak out. I've had people freaking come and ask me to go see their parents, go see their people in their comas. And I've had people at this place I used to work for come and ask me to go to their house and help their loved ones with their stuff.
Have you had doctors ever rush in and want you to leave because it was too loud?
No. Sometimes I get in there, but they all know me now. And like you'll see in how my girlfriend says, my past girlfriend, Susie, she'll say nurses were coming in, but they got into it. They came into it. They showed the love. They gave inspiration. That's all my stuff is inspiration. It's not like rock. I'm not rocking out having a party or a barbecue. You know, it's just I'm in there giving inspiration to them to show them that there is life on the outside of that dark world that they're in at Ed? That time.
Yeah, that's really great.
Ed, do you want to follow up with that?
No, I think it's great that someone would spend their time doing that, because I kind of imagine even with the staff in a long-term facility like that, you know, they might become compliant or not compliant. You know, they'll just kind of, you know, get along with their duties for the day. They forget about each person because each person's in the room dead quiet. You know, they're not making any noise. They're just laying in bed all day, every day. So the staff, you know, who knows how much they are able to engage these folks because they're just moving on to their next task. So, you know, it'd be easy for someone to become forgotten. So if someone like Matt comes in, even if someone is in a long-term coma or something like that with severe brain damage, at least someone's coming in, engaging with them, you know, talking to them, playing music for them, just like Matt said, showing them that they are still alive. You know, they're in a bad spot, but they are still alive, you know, and that's a beautiful thing to Matt does. I think that's
Can they come out of the coma, do you think?
It all depends, you know. It's all a blessing, everything that happens. You know, I mean, I wasn't supposed to wake up, but I did. And here we are. You know, we have different people, you know. It's just all the deck of the cards. It's all through God's grace. You know, if you wake up, you wake up. It's what you do after you wake up. That's the thing. I've been through my bad points and I've been through my good points, you know, but here I am. Talking on you, having the bro Ed, the nice guy Ed, on the other line.
Well, that's the next step for Matt too, right? He went from being in the coma, then he goes and he talks to folks that are in comas, and then he goes and he talks to folks to help them avoid being in a coma or killing somebody or killing themselves. I mean, it's kind of full circle. Now, Matt, I started an alcohol server training program, and so what we did is we would get called by, like, ABC licensees, like bars or restaurants or whatever. They'd call us out to train their staff on how to serve alcohol legally and responsibly, right? So their staff wouldn't overserve folks or serve minors. And Matt would come along to every class from the first class. He came to every class, and he would talk for a half hour. It would be a four-hour class. He'd get a half hour of it. And he'd show his video, and he'd talk. And he'd reinforce, because a lot of these bartenders and servers, they'd be like, yeah, let me get my card. But he would talk to them and say, hey, it's not just about this card. Listen to what we're talking about, because you don't want to find yourself in this position or serve somebody who was going to go out and kill somebody. And so Matt was, you know, he was a big part of that. And he even taught a couple classes for me when I was too sick to make one. He filled in with no experience. He went and taught a four-hour alcohol server seller training course, because he'd been to so many of the classes that we've done. He knew the content. He knew the curriculum. He knew the you know, everything about it. But, you know, that was, you know, so if you've seen this video, I'm sure it's just a great video that, you know, really reinforces why it's important to, you know, to not harm other folks.
Yeah, I remember the one time when I went to the Long Beach Grand Prix thing and they asked if
I was all right. Yeah. Like, there's like 100 people in that class.
Yeah, there's like 100 people in this class, and I come walking in all stumbling, and then
he's drunk and he teaches the class.
Yeah, was the main guy concerned that you were drunk, as you were telling us last week?
Yeah, it's just, that was it, right, Ed?
What?
He thought I was drunk.
Oh, no. Well, I think that they maybe when you walked in, but once you explained your situation. That happens you, I think, everywhere you go. Not everywhere, but it happens a lot. I mean, people, because of your slurred speech and your gait, you know, the way you walk, and then your outgoing personality, people are like,
"Help me!
How many drinks have you had, bud?"
And he doesn't even drink. It's all related to the coma. Hey,
that's the funniest thing.
Yeah, tell us about Ed, Matt.
Ed, he started a magazine, Last Call, and he's been with P.F. Chang's, he's been at Cabo Cantina, he was bartender, he's opened up restaurants all over the world, right, or California?
No, the country with P.F. Chang's, that was way back in the 90s and early 2000s.
Impressive.
Then we had a party at the Stag, Ed, and that's where, that's a whole different place now, too.
Dean Miller.
Oh, yeah, okay, Dean Miller, all these different. Go ahead, you say it. You have the background. Go.
No, that's okay. We're talking about you. But just, currently, I own liquorexam.com. That's now.
Give that out. That
alcohol server training, compliance training, now it's all online. So my website's liquorexam.com. And California, all the servers and bartenders out there starting last year, now they all have to get that server card. So anybody needs their alcohol server training,
sent me to the city to get that done, and they turned me down?
What's that?
Remember when you sent me to the city council meeting and I got turned down?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was a long time ago.
And then now everyone has to have it, right?
Well, this was like 2005, Matt, because we felt that it was important for folks to take this training because a lot of servers and bartenders didn't, it wasn't mandatory back then, so they didn't have to take that training. They would serve minors and they would get people intoxicated. We felt it was important for people to have to take the training because it was mandatory in a lot of states. So Matt actually went to the assembly members and Congress, and you know he went to all the offices he could, and he tried to get them to mandate alcohol server training, and even got letters back saying that that was a good idea and they'd look into it, and that might have been one of the things that got the ball rolling with the requirement they have now.
So that way, when the servers are serving people, they know when they need to cut it off or
exactly.
And what's the website again?
Oh, it's liquorexam.com.
All right. Ed, thank you so much for being part of the Neuro...
I just want to say, man, I've known about you for years and years and years, man, and I think it's fantastic that you're still online. I think it's great that you and Matt connected, but I'm shocked and impressed that you're still around, man. You've always been the best.
You know something? It's just a facsimile, Ed.
You're an AI, right? You're AI.
I'm an AI.
They're getting better and better.
They'll probably rip off my name and make millions on the poor man AI.
Yeah, 5 more years, they won't need any of us anymore.
Yeah. Hey, well, thank you very much. What Matt's doing is just absolutely impressive with the Neuron Report, and it's great to have you on.
All right, take care.
All right, thank you, Ed. We'll talk later, all right?
All right, peace.
Peace.
Very good. Matt, give your contact info, too.
Okay. If you want to go and catch up, my ride from Catalina across the Pacific Ocean is coming up August 20th. Poor man's birthday, but Matt's Hydro Bike Crossing will be on August 20th, 2023. If you want to keep in touch, keep up with everything that I'm going with on my adventure, go to positive-matters.org or you can give me a call at 949-375-1178.
The Neuron Report.
The Neuron Report. It's a frontal lobe issue, and I think when I get my electric boat, it's going to be named Straight Out of a Coma. Down below that, it will be Neurons.
Do you have an instant request with our musical theme of the day?
Yes, I think this is the super group Led Zeppelin. Did you already have them?
Yeah, but that was the original group, I think. Led Zeppelin.
Yeah, Led Zeppelin, the Southbound Suarez.
Yeah, but the super group would be like if members of Led Zeppelin, let's say, got together with the Beatles.
Oh. When John Paul Jones and Lenny Kravitz combined to play a song.
They did?
Yeah. Lenny Kravitz and John Paul Jones.
Do you know the song's name?
No, but I can get, but you can look it up. Let me see.
Okay. I'll tell you what, we'll take a break and we'll come back and you can tell me, all right?
All right, cool.